Skoðaðu veisluréttir.is. Bónus, það borgar sig. Skíðasvæðið í Hlíðarfjalli Akureyri, allt annar heimur. Traust þjónusta í 20 ár, fasteignasalan Gimli. Styðja útvarpssögu þar sem þjóðin talar og hlustar.
Jæja, góðir hlustendur, við bregðum aðeins út af venjunni og við erum ekkert að líti blöð eða annað þvílíkt því að á línunni er Bobby Fischer, Robert James Fischer. Mr. Fischer, nice to have you with us.
Hi, how are you? You're Jenny?
That is Mr. Thomason, my friend Bobby, that's Sammy.
Oh, you're Sammy, who am I talking to, Sammy?
Yes, that's Sammy.
I do, Sammy, yeah.
Oh, good.
Mr. Thomason, yeah.
Yes, it's Thomason, and then we have... Mr. Jurgelson, he's with us, as I told you.
Okay.
The Vice President of the Icelandic Chess Federation.
Oh, okay. Who is, what's his name?
His name is Raf Jurgelson.
Oh, okay.
He's a great man. He's been fighting your battle here in Iceland.
Okay, great.
He's Hi, Bobby.
Hi. What is your name?
Raf Jurgelson.
Jurgelson?
Yes.
Okay.
So, how's your life in the detention camp in Japan, Mr. Fischer?
Yeah, could you speak up a little more? Get a little closer to the speaker, okay?
How is your life in the detention camp in Japan?
Oh, well, not too good, you know. I mean, it's a nice detention camp here, actually. The original detention place, I was at the Narita Airport detention center, was horrible. But this is a rather modern place, very modern place, and it's actually very nice, except they got the cameras everywhere and microphones everywhere. You have absolutely no privacy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's actually quite nice, if you don't mind that, you know?
As a detention camp can be nice.
Yeah. But it's really 1984 with all these cameras looking at you and microphones, you know.
You were moved from the detention camp at the airport to another place.
Yes.
And that's a little bit better.
Yeah, you see, the place at the airport is just a very small place. It's like four big cells, and you're in the room like almost 24 hours. They just let you out to make a phone call, and when they let you out, they're searching you constantly before you go in and out, and when you make a phone call there, they're surrounding you, and you're talking on a speakerphone. It's an extremely unpleasant environment there, very, you know. But here, it's quite a relaxed environment, except for the cameras and the microphones everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Have you spoken to any officials about your case?
Any what?
Have you spoken to any Japanese officials about your case?
They had what they give you something called an interview, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is a kind of an interrogation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a lawyer and I have friends helping me, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think, some pretty good news today. I don't know if you've been following this, but I've been trying to renounce my U.S. citizenship, you know.
Yes, we have. It has been in the news.
But the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo was not cooperating. They would not come out here to let me do it the way that it's supposed to be done, according to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be done in front of somebody from the embassy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now I just got a letter from them. They say they're willing to come out so I can renounce my citizenship. So that will be good, hopefully. Then the Japanese and the American governments will get their pound of flesh from me and they'll let me out of this fucking place, you know?
everybody hopes so. I just wanted to tell you that the Icelandic people has been following your case and you are very much admired in Iceland and everybody has been thinking about you and talking about you, and there have been letters in the press and people talking on the radio stations about your case.
Thank you. This is, I don't know if you followed the case, but they have, the U.S. government and the Japanese government absolutely broken all the laws here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is totally illegal, this arrest. I was never notified in advance, as the law says you have to be when they revoke your passport. There was no revocation of my passport. My passport was never legally revoked. It's all lies.
Yes.
If you will read the letter of December 11th from Theodore Allegra, you know, it was from the Manila Embassy, U.S. Manila Embassy, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the three attached pages of the law, it's very clear that they cannot do what they have done, you know?
They have to send you a letter before, and they didn't do that.
Right. And now they admit it. If you, I don't know if you're following the latest developments, but there's a letter I have now from the U.S. Embassy dated, June 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that? That's the latest.
No.
That's on the Internet there, too. And they admit that they never properly notified me. They admit it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here. This is Embassy of the United States of America, Tokyo, August 11, 2004. And if you go to page 2, at the very end of the letter, it says, however, we were unable to... See, here's what it says. Mr. Fisher's passport was properly revoked on November 21st, 2003, prior to his April 15th entry into Japan. However, we were unable to properly advise him of the revocation until he was located in Japan on July 14th, 2004. So they're admitting they never advised me of this until after they had destroyed the passport. You see, when they gave me this letter from Theodore Allegra, which is supposedly advising me of the revocation of my passport, this is December 11, 2003, they gave it to me in Japan on July 14th, 2004, after they had already destroyed my passport.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. After. They gave me the letter at the same time this Peter from the U.S. Embassy had my destroyed passport there with this letter of December 11th, you see?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But
so they had, by the time they had properly notified me, that I mean, what they claim is a proper notification, it's not really even proper because the letter is not signed, but by the time they gave me this letter saying that my passport has been revoked, they had already destroyed my passport.
Mm-hmm. But
the point is, they cannot do that because when they revoke your passport, you have 60 days to appeal. It's not final until you let those 60 days run out. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
2 months.
So
yes.
How in the world can they destroy you? How can you appeal having your passport destroyed once it's already destroyed, right?
Yes, and you don't know anything about it. So
I know nothing. It's all totally illegal. When you read all this stuff, it's utterly absurd and illegal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you read, this is on the Internet, this Tokyo August 11, 2004 letter from the U.S. United States Embassy, signed by Edward J. McCohen. I mean, it is so filled with idiocies. Listen to what the guy says, and this is underlined. This is a sentence, he says. Listen to this. It is not mandatory to notify him or her before revocation.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? It's a crazy statement, you know?
Yes. But, Mr. Fisher, what will be your status once if they let you revoke your citizenship?
Well, I'll be a stateless person, you know.
You will be a refugee.
Yeah, well, I have to find a new, a new country.
Mm-hmm. But you have been offered, it has been in the news that, for example, Montenegro has offered you a citizenship. Have you heard of that offer?
No, I haven't really followed it, no.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't,
Would you consider that?
I don't know. I have to see exactly what they're saying. I'm a little bit leery of Yugoslavia. This is Montenegro. It's Yugoslavia, right? What do they call it? Serbia and Montenegro now? It's
yes.
One country, right?
Yes.
Serbia and Montenegro, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'm a little bit leery of them after how they betrayed Milosevic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They turned him over to the Hague, which was, absolutely filthy, you know? Terrible thing they did there. So I don't trust their government there at all.
But are there other possibilities that you could consider? For example, the German, you are, your father was German.
Well, I don't want to go into that, but the point is, I want to get the U.S. and the Japanese governments off my back. I fear, but I signed this renunciation of my U.S. citizenship. Hopefully that will get them off my back, and they'll let me out of here. You know what I mean?
Yes. Do you think that you will succeed in that? That they will, the U.S. government doesn't want to get you back in the U.S. after that?
Well, hopefully. I mean, if I'm not a citizen, how can they deport me there? What is the point to deport me to a country I'm not a citizen of anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you are, you must know that you are, by especially people in the chess world, very well considered in the United States, and you are still an honorary citizen of Brooklyn, of New York. And I was talking to chess people in New York last year, and everybody remembered you and admired you.
Yeah. Well, the point is, what they have done, what the U.S. government has done, they didn't want to when they want to send you back for an alleged crime. What do you call that?
I know what it's called in Icelandic, but I don't remember the English word for it. But I know what you mean. Turn you over. They want
extradite
you. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm a little tired here. You know. The U.S. would like to extradite me to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But they're part for this alleged crime of playing chess in Yugoslavia. You know.
Yes. But
totally absurd. Total nonsense. But the point is, almost no country in the world other than the United States, or maybe no country in the world, considers what I did to be a crime.
No.
So it's hard to convince any country to extradite me, you see?
Mm-hmm. But,
so what they did, they cooked up an alleged immigration violation here in Japan, you see?
Yes, because of your passport.
Which is totally fake. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. My passport was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely perfect. I'd even visited the U.S. Embassy in Bern last October and November, and they'd given me extra pages for the passport because my passport was all full of stamps. I had no room to get more visa stamps, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't touch me there. They didn't touch my passport there.
They just gave you the extra pages.
Because I was in neutral Switzerland. They didn't want to mess around with me in Switzerland. So they cooked up this thing in a country which is basically occupied by them, Japan, you see?
Mm-hmm. But
where they have the government under very strong pressure, you could even say under their thumb, you know?
Mm-hmm. But you have heard
so
about,
they cooked up a totally fake immigration violation. Mm-hmm. Absolute lie.
And that's,
I did not violate the slightest visa or immigration law here in Japan.
No.
Absolute lie.
Mm-hmm.
But they used this to get me arrested illegally. They created this with a conspiracy with the Japanese government, and the plan was to send me back in a couple of days while the story was hot. They say, Fisher was caught while trying to, you know, a fugitive trying to escape and all this nonsense, you see?
Yes.
But when the Japanese did not play their role perfectly by sending me back right away, then all the facts started to emerge. You understand?
About the revocation.
How totally illegal my arrest was, and how they brutalized me, the Japanese immigration.
They did that.
Yes.
That's when they took control.
Total setup, total lies. I broke no law at all here.
Mm-hmm.
They broke the law, the Japanese immigration and the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
They've totally illegally destroyed my passport. Can I give the website where they can go to get all this information here? There's a very good website I'd like to give it, okay?
Yes, okay. Please do.
Because it gives much more information than I can, you know, just give in a few minutes. It's http colon slash home dot att.ne.jp/moon/fisher/. Could I repeat it one more time?
Yes, please do.
Yeah. http://home.att.ne.jp/moon/fisher/, and Fisher is spelled F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
Yes.
And then you should go there, and you should click on to the very first thing that's on the website about how they want to railroad me to my death in America. And then there's a 10-page or so statement there, statement of facts. And that really basically explains everything. You go get to the statement of facts at the very beginning, you see.
Yes, Mr. Fisher, you have heard about the letter your chessmate Boris Spassky wrote to the President of the United States.
I saw that stupid letter,
Was it stupid?
Yeah.
Why?
Putting me down, you know.
It was?
Yeah. Well, I don't say he didn't mean well. I don't know what his point was, but he's talking about my personality, this or that. I didn't feel it was a very complimentary letter at all.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would never beg that son of a bitch Bush for anything. He's a murderer. He should be in prison. I have never asked for charity, mercy, a pardon, or from anything from the U.S., I've never asked for any such thing. These people are the criminals.
I hear your spirits are high.
Huh?
I hear your spirits are high, Mr. Fisher.
They want to get me to the USA, the stinking Jews who control the U.S., the stinking Jew-controlled USA, wants to get me there by hook or by crook, and then they're going to torture me and murder me. That is the long and short of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to give that stinking Jew-controlled country, those Shylocks there, their pound of flesh. I'm going to give them this U.S. Renunciation of my citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this will satisfy those bloodsuckers, and they'll call off the Japanese government on me, and I'll get out of here, you know?
Mm-hmm. But you must have been thinking a lot in your detention, Mr. Fisher. How about your private life, your prospects, your friends? Is it true that you have been thinking about marriage?
I don't want to get into that.
You don't? Yeah. No. It's too private.
I just don't feel like going into it right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But how about chess? Have you been thinking about chess?
No, I don't think about chess. I think about Fisher Random Chess.
Mm-hmm. The random chess, yeah. The
Fisher Random. You Fisher know, random, the new yes. version of the game I have. Yeah.
Yes, yes, we know about that. Everybody knows about that.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most remarkable renovations in chess.
Yeah, thank you.
In latter times.
Right.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Have you been thinking about that?
Yeah, I really would like to promote it. I think it's much, much better than the old game. The old game is dead. It's really played out.
It's,
if people realize how much of the old chess is prearrangement and how much of it is preparation, you know,
and
they
you
would
know,
like it very much. You know?
And you know what is going to happen when everything is
prearranged.
What is that? You know, it's tremendous. At the highest levels, it's just an enormous amount of prearrangement, especially among the Jewish players, and almost all of the so-called top players are Jews, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just a very few exceptions, very, very few exceptions.
So, do you have any idea how long time this will take? For example, your renunciation of the citizenship.
Well, I think you just do it in a few minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. And that would be it.
Well, I don't know. I think I don't know what their regulations are. How you know if it becomes official instantly or what? But my understanding is it just takes a few minutes.
And do you think that would stop this case?
I hope so. Yeah, I think it will, yeah. Because it's so obvious, all the crimes that the U.S. has committed with this destruction of my passport and this immigration charges against me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think even the U.S. is feeling ashamed, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, not ashamed because of what they've done, but ashamed because of people know about it. Do you understand?
Yes.